Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. We're brought to you by Criteria. Finding and retaining great talent is a challenge. Fortunately, Criteria can help. Their assessments let you make better talent decisions by identifying high potential candidates and help predict job performance by evaluating skills and abilities that lead to success. Learn more at www.criteriacorp.com. We're also sponsored by Indeed. You're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help putting together your shortlist of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/HCM. That's Indeed.com/HCM. And now some news. Two interesting stories over the last few days. First, word comes that Fortune 500 companies aren't using AI and automation to personalize candidate experiences and help engage them. Some 93% of the Fortune 500 use AI poorly, which means they're not delivering the level of personalization that candidates have come to expect. This is all according to Phenom's State of the Candidate Experience report. During their job search, candidates want the same personalized experience they find in their personal lives. Advanced technology like AI is the foundation of many services that employers use to deliver the right information for the right candidate in real time. And this stuff works. According to Phenom, chatbots that answer questions and present relevant jobs can double candidate leads and increase job apply rates. By automating manual tasks like screening and scheduling, they also improve recruiter productivity. Phenom identified a number of things employers don't do. Some 94% don't provide job recommendations based on their career site's browsing history. 91% don't present job recommendations based on a candidate's profile. Also, 91% don't display recently viewed jobs. And notably, 99% don't share an application status after an initial email. This isn't helping employers who say there's a shortage of candidates to work with. And during COVID-19, HR and recruiting teams that expanded their use of advanced tech were in a better position to hire, grow their talent communities, upskill employees, and reach talent goals. While the report focused on the current state of candidates' experience in the Fortune 500, Phenom points out that employers should be mindful of every key stakeholder experience that occurs in their process. The relationships among candidates, employees, recruiters, and managers are all interconnected, it said, and neglecting even one can undermine your ability to hire, develop, and retain talents. Next, the effects of working from home has changed the way many Americans look at the job market. Beamery's Talent Index found that more than half of Americans, 59%, are mulling the idea of quitting their jobs this year. Of those, 71% are being driven by poor leadership and management. More than a third of respondents said they feel isolated or undervalued because of their company's approach to working from home. Meanwhile, 78% believe that working from home has impacted their personal development and progression in the workplace. Also, Beamery found differences between American and British workers. Basically, Americans aren't as happy. They're more likely to believe that the lack of face time with their employer has hurt their opportunities for promotion, 64% compared to 43%. Americans are more likely to think company culture has suffered because of remote work, 74% compared to 60% for the British. And Americans are more likely to have considered leaving their job because of how their employer handled the pandemic, 57% to 44%. This has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report, a publication of Recruiting Daily. This edition is brought to you by Criteria. Their scientifically validated assessments help you make better talent decisions by identifying high potential candidates. The result? Increased revenue, reduced turnover, and better quality of hire. Visit CriteriaCorp.com to see how Criteria can help you unlock the potential in your candidate pool. That's www.criteriacorp.com. And we're also brought to you by Indeed. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately, and Indeed Skills Tests that on average reduce hiring time by 27%. Give them a try. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/HCM. That's Indeed.com/HCM. The offer is valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. PeopleTech is part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.
The world's best known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.